heaven. I want to speak to your hearts this morning by way of a simple thought. Will you take somebody by the hand and say, neighbor? Some of y'all didn't even move, but that's okay. Take somebody by the hand, praise God, that you're not afraid of, and say, neighbor, thank God for the word. Will you tell somebody else, say, neighbor, thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. One more time, thank God for the word. If we look into the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the 3rd verse, the Bible says, for we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that, in other words, God took nothing and he made something because he simply spoke the world into existence by speaking his word. Somebody did research concerning even the weight of the world, which is equal to six sextillions. Praise God. That's a pretty high number. Six sextillion is the estimated weight of the world, but yet when you look at it, there's not a pillar or not anything hanging this world in suspension. It's only there by the word of God. Can I get a witness here? And so when you look at what the Bible talks about, talking about the word of God, and the psalmist declared how that God put emphasis upon the word when we read through the 119th division of Psalms. I say, as believers, we need to put emphasis where God put emphasis, and God places emphasis upon his word. Can I get a witness? Listen to this. They say, in our day, there's too much emphasis upon programs and methods and ceremonies and church activities, but our emphasis should be on the word of God. Can I get a witness? He said that is the only thing that God has promised to bless. He never promised to bless any ministry, so to speak, but he promised to bless his word. In this wonderful plan, God's word is designated by several terms. And listen to this, because we're going to be pulling on a few of these words. The word can also be known as sayings, or the way, or testimonies, or his judgments, or his statutes, or his precepts, or his commandments. Can I get a witness? Or his law, or his statutes. Praise God, and his faithfulness. But it all goes back to the word of God. Little children, a lot of times, was raised up on this song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I place my trust in the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. But I'm living in a day and time where I've seen so many people stray away from the word of God. Y'all don't have to say amen this morning. But did you not know that without the word of God, you wouldn't even know what you were? You wouldn't even know your true identity. It's because of the word of God that you know who you are. Let me share this with you right quickly. Not only was the Bible given us to us as a book of instructions, but it was also a book that was given to us that we may receive inspiration through the word of God. And once we receive inspiration through the instructions of the word of God, it was to lead us to a life of regeneration. And through regeneration, which is that inward cleansing that produces an outward change, which is known as transformation. Can I get a witness here? And once we go through the process of transformation, praise the Lord, somebody, it takes us into revelation, because now we want to know more of the word of God. And through the revelation of God's word, this is what produces dedication. But what I'm seeing now, so many people have strayed away from the word of God. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, thank God for the word.